Calling this Council of Governments meeting to order. Where's my gavel?
I know, I'll bring one down next time.
Thank you.
We have lots of them.
Oh, I just brought my phone.
We have gavels and bells. I'll bring all sorts of fun stuff down.
Okay. Are we going to have any of the commissioners on Zoom, you know?
They're all meetings.
Okay. All right, gang. Commissioners are gone. We can do whatever we want.
We'll just say it's Todd's fault.
Anybody need funding for anything?
I have a campaign to run.
No, I'm talking about transportation related, but here's our chance.
Dan, I already told you how much money I'm getting.
All right, has everybody had a chance to read? Well, I know you've all had a chance. Did anybody read the meeting minutes? And if so, are you ready to make a motion to approve? Do we have? Let's see, one, two,
four.
Oh, we got Wayne.
Michelle needs to be on with us.
We probably ought to call it back.
Yeah, I don't think we're there.
We have to have at least 8 of it.
As long as it's 9, 6.
Yeah, we're not going to get there.
Michelle, if it was 7.
Huh? Does St. George have multiple the others on the clock?
No, they do. Just one?
Just one.
You could get Dennis, or let's see, he's back.
I don't have Michelle's number, anybody?
Yeah.
Well, somebody want to call her and tell her we're short? Who else do we need?
We can get Richard Hershey to tell him to get on the phone.
He was supposed to be here.
Yeah, he got it.
Although his brother Walter died, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's probably where his
Richard Hershey. I'll get right on it.
She kind of went
something. I found my Zoom link, so
there we go.
Michelle Randall.
Thank you, Mayor, for joining us. We're still short one. We're trying to scrounge up another mayor.
Is Donya on this?
Sounds like you're busy.
Donya Jessup,
should be.
She should be.
Yes.
Any
mayor in Washington
County. Dial in to her.
And also, I cannot hear you guys very well at all.
Is that possible?
We'll fix that.
Just say yes when we tell you.
Mayor Hershey.
Okay.
I'm just gonna put you on speaker and put my phone over by the chair. So you're okay? Can you get to a little quieter place? Yeah. Hey, Hershey's on the phone.
All right. Okay.
Okay, that's good. Let's put him over here by the...
Okay.
All right, Mayor Hershey, thank you. I'm putting you by the recorder so we can catch your comments. All right, we have Mayor Peterson and Mayor Randall joining us by Zoom, Mayor Hershey by phone. That gives us a quorum so we can begin. First of all, consideration of the meeting minutes of June 16th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We approve. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Great. Starting with the financial update, is Susan? Susan here?
I think, let me text her. It started early, so I wonder if...
Oh.
I could give a quick one if you want. Okay.
Well, let's see if she's going to be down. We can jump to the next item. The first action item, as we find out whether Susan's available or not, is St. George requesting that the COG purchase property along 1450 South from River Road westerly to 1230 East. Cameron, are you going to fill us in on that?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
This is where we have the future plan to connect River Road to Crosby Whaler by the Dixie Center. It's the 1450 South extension. Someday maybe we'll get a name or something on that road. But it's the two parcels that we're requesting to help with this funding right away is right there near the intersection. The roadway is just a little bit too narrow, so it's just two strips of property right next to each other that this is requesting funds for. I think we've already got some funds on from there heading toward the west, where it's the Don Taylor property. And we've actually, and I can give you an update on that in just a little bit, but these are the two parcels just right next to the intersection, really close to.
Let's see if I can find it. Well, I was going to find where that shows up here on this.
Because I agree to need it right there.
Do you remember the funding amount?
It was 190. $198,000,
I
think is what it was. Yeah, $198,000, page one, $198,000 Corridor Preservation Fund, Portage South Property in St.
George, portions of lots 8 and 10. And budget-wise?
We got plenty
in that fund. We got over $1 million in each of the funds
right now. Okay. Motion to approve that. I have a motion to approve it.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We approve it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Mayor Hershey, could you get your grandkids to weigh in? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Did we find out? Is Susan coming?
She hasn't texted me back, so.
All right. Maybe we probably ought to just go to
we
you
can
then.
Let Todd send over.
Item five or?
We could do that.
Go back.
See,
to,
yeah.
Go back.
I mean, do you actually have the information?
Yes. Yes, I've got the information.
Well, let's not pester her. We're going to back up to item three. And Susan's going to fill us in.
As of September 9th, which included the August distribution, we've got $3.532 million available in unobligated funds, pretty well distributed between those three preservation, the funds that we have. There's $1.1 million in the preservation fund, $1.1 million in the construction grant fund, and $1.2 million in the construction revolving loan fund. So each of the funds are in pretty good shape. We have obligated out about $4.4 million, and that's on the agenda later, I think, for each of the entities to try to give us an update on that. So total in the bank right now is $7.9 million. So we're doing quite well. We only had $198,000 on this agenda, so yeah. We're doing well financially.
Okay, great. Any questions? Michelle, can you hear us okay? Apparently not.
She's got to find her mute button.
Yeah.
Oh, she's on mute.
Well, I guess the microphone's right up there by the...
Mayor Randall, want to make sure that you and Mayor Peterson are hearing things all right.
I am having a super hard time hearing it.
We'll all speak up better then. Sorry.
I'm able to hear you.
Okay.
I think the microphone's up on the ceiling, so if you talk this way. Can you hear me now, Michelle? Not any better?
I can hear you a little bit, John, but it's just I'm having to hold my phone right to my ear, and it's turned up as high as it can go.
We'll just speak loudly for your benefit. Going to the item five, which is to approve the revision request from Washington County for the Kolob Terrace Road to expand the scope of that. Are you, who's talking to us about that?
I'll talk to them.
Thank you.
Back in April, we asked for $163,000 to purchase some right of way from the Moyle family up on Kolob Terrace Road. We received a appraisal, and we had that amount built into it. When we took that appraisal to the Moyle family, they thought it was too low. Basically, we can't go forward with that sale at this time. They thought that water rights should have been included in the appraisal, and they were not able to find anybody else that would include the water rights in the appraisal because we weren't asking for any water rights, and we weren't asking for any land that could be farmed or would impact their water rights. So at this time, they're not willing to sell. We do have other properties along that route. One of them is the Washington County Water Conservancy District. They have agreed to quite possibly give us the land if we will provide the surveying and road dedication for them. And then we've got a couple of other private lands, and then we've got some BLM land in there. So what I'd like to do is expand the scope of that $163,000 that we've been obligated and allow us to go and try to get some of those other right-of-ways and maybe wait out the Moyle family and see if they'll change their mind.
Ask the Moyles if they'll get their own appraisal, because a lot of times when they hire their own and it comes out the same or less, then people are like, oh.
They did. They fished for appraisals and couldn't get anybody that would say it was worth any more. And so that's why they decided not to sell. They were a little bit afraid that it would devalue the rest of their property, which is nice property because it does have a lot of water associated with it. But so that's why they're concerned. Mr. Moyles.
Who wants to build on a top of a lava bluff that's just a roadway?
Yeah, and it's been a road. They did agree to give us the right to start our construction project up there. So we are putting in some Jersey barriers and widening the road in a section up there. So they've been very cooperative. They just didn't want to sell at this time, didn't need the money, and decided that they didn't want to sell.
See, if they'll give you the right-of-way.
They didn't want to do that either.
they could have the tax deduction.
Yeah, we explained that to them, too. And they may change their minds. They're thinking about it. Yeah, we're still in negotiation with them.
Let's send John up there. give it a stab.
Their son was my son's best friend. So.
Yeah, if you'd like to talk to him, that would be great. He told me I talked to him enough and told me not to come back until he called me. So.
It doesn't sound like you at all.
He likes his privacy a little bit.
We've worn out our welcome, John. It's all on your shoulders. Thank you very much.
So are you looking for
a motion? Where does that lead us?
Yeah, we're looking for a motion that would allow us to expand the scope of that money to anywhere along Co-op Terrace Road from the town of Virgin up to Zion National Park. It's about 5-6 miles up here.
Is that clear to everybody?
Also move to expand the scope.
Okay, the motion's made. Second?
Second, I'll second.
Moved and seconded that we expand the scope of their ability to use that funding. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Wayne?
He said aye.
He said aye.
Oh. You in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Voting's unanimous. Thank you. Last item is a kind of an informational update on obligated projects. Go back to you.
Yeah, we have, like I said before, we've got about over $4 million in obligated projects. And once a year, the county commission wanted us to have each of the entities kind of say where they're at on them. Some of them have been around for a few years. Just want to see if changes need to be made in them or give us an idea. Like I said, we've got, I guess it's about $3.5 million on this one. So what we'd like to do is go through each of the entities, have them give us a little short update.
We had put in a request on a Winder property for a right-of-way acquisition. Thought it would be on the agenda, and it's not, apparently.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that one on.
$36,000. Arthur had submitted it.
Yeah, I sent you a...
I think that was probably, I'm sorry, it's probably too early. I probably forgot about it and didn't put it on the agenda. I'm sorry, I do remember.
And I hate to tell you, we can't add it right now.
We can get it on the next one. I will make sure we get on the next one.
Some of the money that's on the allocated projects off that we were going to.
I did submit that, and we got a deal that's going stale on us.
Yeah, they're ready to pull the trigger and... They needed the money a month ago.
We could call another meeting as soon as you guys would like to call one. We don't have to wait for DTEC meetings. We can call a meeting.
The commissioners could even transact that by email.
Whatever we can do, I
appreciate
it. Yeah, let's get it done because
we need to get the numbers. So you got that noted? Yeah, I'll talk to Nicole
and the commissioners. By the time we get them on the agenda, they're already going stale anyway.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'll talk to Nicole.
Yeah, I apologize.
We got the appraisal done, and that took forever. And you know how it goes. I think everybody here knows.
We'll get another meeting scheduled as soon as possible and have that one on the agenda.
Yeah, we'll just we'll talk to Nicole and see if the
commissioners have a ceremonial flogging after the meeting.
You know what? I'm not going to point any fingers because I got three of them pointing back at me.
Can we do a...
Let's see, is Chuck still here?
Yeah.
So I'll just go down this in order as it's written here. Ivans, any...
Yeah, so the money we've got kind of tied up is for our Quavasa Drive. We've been working on right-of-way acquisition there. Most of the tied-up money is for some lands we're trying to purchase from Terry Martin. And he's dealing with some kind of strife between him and his business partners. And so that's what's been causing that to just go on and on and on. I think we've been working on this for like 3 years. He claims that he's got a deal that can't close until November 1st. So we're going to check back in with them on November 1st. And so I'd like to just keep everything there for now. I think we're going to have some funds to give back once we close the deal with Terry Martin. But because there were some that did turn us down, but I don't want to turn any back yet.
Okay.
Thank you. St. George City?
Yeah. Let's see. I think, I'm not sure if this needs to be included in or not. Commerce Drive, I think, was submitted for reimbursement. On the River Road, there was multiple projects for the River Road widening. I think we've submitted that. I think we have. I think the invoice was already prepared with St. George, and I needed to verify if that had been sent over to the COG yet, but I'm not sure. The ones that are currently going, I'm just going off of the list that I have on mine. If there's more, Todd, just tell me.
Okay.
And Mayor Peterson, Mayor Randall, if you can't hear me, I'll try and speak up. So on the 3000 East, there's multiple projects with that. That's a portion that's below 1450 South, below the temple, south of the temple. And there's like six property owners. One or two of them have already either signed or ready to sign. We're close to another one or two of them. And then there's some hiccups with another one with some, it's the mortgages that they've got on their property. So we're working through that. One of them, I think, donated the property rather than us buying it because they were developing their property. So that portion's really close, the 3000 East multiple properties. The 1450 South realignment one that has, I think it's the $729,000. That one, the PRI, church property, they've signed off on that one. And we haven't requested the reimbursement yet, but we're getting close to it. Of the $729,000, I think it was I have to add those numbers up. There's a little less than $300,000 remaining, so that one we won't use all the monies on that. Our original estimate was...
Can you loan Hurricane a little bit?
Yeah. I think our original estimate, we included the Washington portion, but then they came back and did theirs, and then we got a good price for the property that the church gave us for the same amount that SLR was taking it down anyway. So that one's that will be close. We'll be sending in the reimbursement for that. Let's see. I've got to make sure I'm getting the right ones. Crosby Way. The River Road and Crosby Way. The two of them that you just approved today. That's on that portion of roadway. The other portion is Don Taylor property, and he just signed documents with the city to purchase that property on Saturday or Friday or something like that last week, and so that will be coming in way of a reimbursement. And then I think the last one on our list is the 3000 East 1580 South to Mall Drive. That one's, I think, all church property also, and we are working on that. They verbally approved it. We're working on getting the signatures and who can sign that for the church. The difference is once it changes from PRI, Property Reserve Incorporated, to SLR, Suburban Land Reserve, they know who signs those things. But this one is Property Reserve Incorporated. We don't normally buy property for PRI because it's the nonprofit arm of the church. So we're trying to work with them to see who signs it and stuff. So that's where we're to.
Gotcha. All right. Apple Valley not represented. Hurricane.
I can touch on Apple Valley a little
please
bit.
Please do.
That was one where we had 15,000 in there. There's 7,000 and change in there now. The people donated the property. With basically the costs were only to do the road dedication plat, and then they had the property donated in exchange for abandoning some other roads. And so I don't think anything else will be needed on that. We left that in there for a long time to see if Apple Valley had any, like, fees for their review or attorney or engineer or something like that, but they've never sent anything in. So at some point in time, we may be requesting that that comes off. I don't think we can do that now, but I don't think that'll ever be used now. It's, the project's done.
And that's their only?
That's their only one, yeah.
Thank you. Hurricane?
The Goodfellas, $95,000, they turned it down. They thought theirs, they were like the Moyles. They thought their ground was worth more than it was. Anyway,
So you can take that one off.
So you can take that one off and take that money back?
Yeah, I don't know that we can take it off. It wasn't an action item on here. I think it was just for information, but we can make that request to take it off next time.
We can leave it on, and I can make another offer to them. On 1100 West, the appraisals didn't come as high as we thought, so we won't need $100,000 that's still there for 1100 West. We may request later to buy out some others, but and then on 300 West, there's about $5,000 left there, and we're still negotiating on the 650 South piece. So.
Yeah, so the 300 West is finished, and that one can be taken off.
Yeah. Okay, so what we'll be looking for is if you want to make any changes to these obligated amounts, if you could send me a request with the details, we'll put it on our next agenda.
So I sent you a summary?
Yes. That
it's in that same
the numbers? Email. Okay. I'll put that in. Those in.
All right. Thank you. Washington City.
I think we'll have one project that's still on the list, and that's our 3650. Last week, we closed on our last property. So we should be wrapping that one up really quickly. And then revenue parcels that we have left, we've actually disposed of all them and returned funds back to the condo and revenue parcels. So
great. I think we've made really good progress. Sounds like a lot of them are really close. We closed some of them out. That's good.
Well, Susan? You had no way of knowing. We started the meeting a half hour early.
I'm so sorry. I would have been here had we known.
We got a brief report, but you're welcome to give us any additional details.
I'm sure he told you all he needed to know is if you had enough money to approve stuff. So, yeah, we were good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Commissioners are here. So
sorry about that. I probably had no right to start the meeting early, but...
No, that's great. Sorry.
I did.
Apologize we're late. We thought 1 o'clock.
Hey,
great.
I'm a rookie, right? They asked me to do it. They're getting what they've paid for. All right. Any other business? All right. Thank you all. Motion to adjourn.
I'll watch it again.
Thanks. Second. Move to second. We adjourn. Anybody opposed?
Aye. Or no.
I wondered where that was going.